This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. At least 290 people were killed and 500 injured in the first major attack on Sri Lanka since the end of their civil war 10 years ago. Sri Lankan officials are now admitting that they failed to heed warnings from intelligence agencies about the threat of an attack by a domestic radical Muslim group. This is Health Minister Rashitha Senaratne.
International intelligence agencies have informed on the 4th of April that there is such an incident will take place in this country. There will be suicide bombers will attack the various places. So on the, and in those detailed reports, they have said that the targets are the Christian and Catholic churches and also the tourist destinations.
Now, the Washington Post is reporting this hour that four of the people killed were from the U.S., including a fifth grader, approximately 10 years of age, from the area of Washington, D.C. The coordinated bombings were carried out by seven suicide bombers from a Sri Lankan militant group named Taufik Jamaath. The United States on Monday ended its sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The White House announced that President Trump had decided to end the waivers for three allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. Three other countries, Italy, Greece, and Taiwan, had already acceded to U.S. demands to end their purchases of Iranian oil. This is VOA News. 41-year-old comedian Vladimir Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Monday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko in a landslide victory. Poroshenko was hoping for a second five-year term. In his new role, Zelensky also finds himself on the front lines of the West's standoff with Russia following Moscow's annexation of Crimea and support for a pro-Russian insurgency in eastern Ukraine that has killed some 13,000 people. Tensions are rising between Sudan's military and protesters who have held a week-long sit-in around army headquarters in Khartoum. As Naba Mohideen reports, the protesters have vowed to stay until the country returns to civilian rule.
Sudan's Transitional Military Council on Monday warned protesters it plans to clear the streets around the defense ministry. Meanwhile, protesters called for an even bigger demonstration, raising the risk of confrontation. After weekend talks with protest leaders broke down, the military council issued a statement calling for barricades around the sit-in, which started April 6, to be immediately removed.
Sudan's protests began in December because of fuel and food shortages, but quickly morphed into demands for Bashir to step down. A military coup finally removed him 11 days ago. Leaders of Pakistan and Iran agreed Monday to expand border security cooperation to fight terrorist groups waging deadly attacks in both countries and vowed to continue joint efforts to help bring peace to their conflict-ravaged neighbor Afghanistan. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan, who arrived in Iran on his first official visit a day earlier, discussed the details at a joint news conference after concluding extensive delegation-level talks on strengthening bilateral security, economic, and trade ties. Washington remains focused on steps Congress may take after a redacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe was released last week. With more, we have Michael Bowman reporting.
The long-awaited Mueller report signaled that President Trump is in no legal jeopardy from the Justice Department on Russia-related matters. On Capitol Hill, Republicans who control the Senate are eager to turn the page. Democrats who control the House are divided on what to do next. Trump is far from silent, tweeting, quote, "The radical left Democrats do not want to legislate for the good of the people, but only to investigate and waste time."
That's Michael Bowman reporting. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.